On September the 7th, 1978, Georgi Markov, a Bulgarian living in London, was travelling to work. Following his usual routine, he left his car and crossed Waterloo Bridge. He had no idea that on this day, he was being watched. As Markov waited for a bus, he felt something sting his leg. He turned to see a man picking up an umbrella and running away. What seemed at first like a curious accident turned into an extraordinary detective story when 3 days later, Markov died.
It seemed to me a reasonable way of actually committing the perfect murder.
The incident became legendary because of the murder weapon. It's one of the strangest tales of the Cold War, peppered with poisons, political intrigue, and ingenious gadgets.
This was espionage, assassination. You know, sort of almost something rather James Bondish about this.
But at its heart, it's the story of the murder of an innocent man, an act of petty spite carried out by a ruthless dictatorship. Nearly 30 years on, the perpetrators of this crime have never been brought to justice.
The clues were present, but the proof was missing.
Yet hidden in the Bulgarian state archives are crucial documents that reveal the full story of Georgi Markov's assassination. People who know the prime suspect still fear for their safety.